The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about this ship, the Madeleine. You might have seen it, an aid ship. It is on its way, as we speak, to Gaza from Sicily. It left Sicily yesterday on Sunday, and it's been operated by this group, the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. Greta Thunberg is on the ship. You might have seen videos of her on it wearing a Bohemians jersey, actually, which is kind of strange. But Liam Cunningham was there in Sicily to see them off, the Irish actor, and he's been centrally involved as well with this coalition and this campaign for some time. Liam, listen, we really, really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us, so thank you very much. Why is this so important?
Well, primarily, none of the people that are going on this are doing it because they want to. They don't want to do it. They find they have no choice because the international community is not living up to its responsibilities of delivering aid and doing everything in their power to prevent and stop a genocide, as our Taoiseach Micheál Martin called it in the Dáil within the last week or so. And so they feel they have to uphold international law by attempting to deliver. And I should tell you what's on the boat. There's a lot of crutches which aren't allowed in by the Israelis. There is painkillers, morphine for the patients in hospital. There's baby formula, and there's even a 3D printed prosthetic baby's arm that they're trying to get in. So it's trying to do a little bit of good for humanity and not sitting by while this thing takes place in 4K on television.
And I know you would have been speaking as well when you were down in Sicily to the people who are actually on the boat. Are you nervous for them at all? Only last month we saw kind of Israeli drones attacked another flotilla, and a few years ago people might remember the Israeli special forces boarding a flotilla of aid, and actually shots were fired.
There was a bit more than shots. There was 10 murdered, and there was another 50, I believe, were injured. And these brave Israeli guys who dropped from the skies in helicopters abseiled onto the boat were apparently carrying pictures of the people that they weren't allowed to shoot. So that's what you're dealing with. And as you say, the double drone strike on the last ship that was about to sail, this one is you could call it symbolic, because there's only 12 people on board. One of the reasons I wasn't on it, there's 4 crew and eight additional volunteers. I have sat with them. They're gorgeous people. There's an absolutely fabulous guy leading them, a Brazilian guy who carries a picture of his one-year-old, what did he say, one-year-old, 4 months and 21-day child is in the case of his phone. And they're incredibly brave people who just want to try and do a bit of good and to try and let the people of Gaza know that they're not forgotten, and they're trying to break the siege. And it won't be the only boat. There's going to be other stuff coming in the not too distant future, I believe.
But I mean, you must be worried for them.
Yes, I am. I'm very worried. Yeah. And they tried to, because as you know, Greta Thunberg is on the boat. They did their best to dissuade her from going because she's quite young, and she was incredibly insistent, and they gave in, and but they did try to talk her out of it, and she insisted on going. She's on board. This is how passionate they feel about what's going on. This is a case of, this is a humanitarian, in the very best sense of the word, act to try and get at the beginning of aid in there.
So what's, you know, when you were speaking to them then over the weekend and over the last few weeks as the kind of project has been in preparation, what's the aim? Well, the aim is ultimately to get aid in, but in terms of this ship, like what's the hope for this campaign or this project?
Well, it's under the hashtag Break the Siege. It is to try and stop or try and start humanitarian aid, and hopefully it will cause a tsunami of aid coming in. There's a great march to Rafah starting very shortly in about 2 weeks' time, and there's a huge amount of people going to be leaving from arriving in Cairo and heading towards the Rafah gate at the bottom of bottom of the enclave, the bottom of Gaza, to try and break it that way, and to try and get government to stand up to their responsibilities, and let me read out something to you here. I have the convention here in front of me. Very briefly, the obligations under international law from the International Court of Justice is to punish genocide. Now, as I said, Micheál Martin has called it genocide. States must enact necessary legislation to give effect to the provisions of the convention and provide effective penalties for those who are committing genocide. And we're not doing that. We're not sanctioning Israel. We're allowing arms, troops to go through Shannon, and that makes us legally complicit in this. And I don't want to be ashamed of this beautiful neutral country that we're in. I want them to live up and be a beacon for international law. This is, you know, it ain't some lefty thing. This is the international rules based on this planet. And if that goes, all bets are off. Every tin pot dictator, authoritarian, will be given free rein to do whatever he wants. We cannot have that.
You said you don't want to be ashamed. Are you ashamed at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. When you find that when the bill that was thrown out to stop these Israeli war bonds on the following day in Lebanon, the Irish troops who are with the wonderful people at UNIFIL are opened fire on by the Israelis the day after. We can't. I mean, and they've attacked us before. You can't have that. And we're a small country. We don't have any affiliations to international military, be it NATO or whatever it may be. And we're in a really good position to put our hands up. We're a country that has suffered genocide here. We call it the Great Hunger, but it was 50 ships a day was leaving England, leaving to go to England with food from Ireland while our people suffered. And people forget about Cromwell as well. In the 17th century, the British figures are that Cromwell and his people slaughtered 40% of the population of Ireland. So one can safely say that we've had, you know, two genocides here and an occupation for 700 years. And I mean, for God's sake, if we can't stand up, and we have every right to stand up, and if we're not doing it, then that brings shame upon this beautiful country that I live in.
What would lift that shame now for you?
Well, first of all, the very least we can do is to have nothing economically or financially to do with a country that's committing genocide, as our Taoiseach used that word. That's the very, very least. And we should be inspiring other countries, especially the smaller countries, to do the same thing. And that would start the ball rolling. And people are turning. I mean, people are using the word genocide in the news now. And the other aspect of that, this is how ludicrous I think the world has got at the minute. I mean, if this was World War II, this is to do with the media, if this was World War II and we had just discovered the horrific business that went on in Auschwitz, would we be having Heinrich Himmler on in the interests of impartiality? I mean, this is what's going on now at the minute when we're allowing people who are committing genocide airtime, print time to defend their behaviour. And I think that's, I look at that agog that we give them airtime. It's just extraordinary to me.
And Liam, when it comes to the Madeleine, then the ship, whether it gets through, whether it gets turned around, whether, God forbid, it gets attacked. Yes. I mean, you guys are resolute, are you? This is just the first ship.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've been trying it. You know, the Mavi Marmara was hit when they murdered the 10 people. I mean, that was 2010. So, you know, this is, as the fella said, this did not start on October the 7th. And this is one of many. This is the tiny symbolic one at the beginning. And then there is going to be a hell of a lot more happening as the weeks go on.
And have you got, like, is that aspirational? Or have you got feedback? You already know there's more in the works. This is actually going to become a flotilla.
There isn't going to be a convoy of boats at the beginning. But to the best of my knowledge, and things obviously are constantly moving. But there is going to be more vessels moving. Yes. When and where, I can't confirm at this time.
Might you be on any of them?
I'm not ruling any of that out. Mm. We're going to see what happens. I think there is a live, motion tracker on the ship, on the Madeleine at the moment. And I think they're about a third of the way from Sicily to Palestine as we speak.
You mentioned, say, the day the Israeli war bonds, that issue came up in the Dáil, and the very next day, Irish troops are under fire with UNIFIL. Have you had any blowback from a professional point of view?
It's a fair question, because, and the reason you're asking it is because very few in my profession are doing this. I have no interest in doing this. I don't want to be doing it. And the fact that the world is as it is now, I can't sit back. I mean, my kids are grown up and they're on the marches with me and all that sort of stuff. But grandkids, and I say this to people, you have to keep this in mind. I'll say this to your listeners. If you've got kids, young kids or grandkids on the way, and they're about 10 years old, a mate of mine has a 10-year-old kid, and I said, what are you going to do when they're 15, when they're 20, when they're 20, when they're entering college, when this is being talked about in history class, and your kid comes home in the afternoon and goes, what did you do during this? And during World War II, you could very, very unbelievably say, I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on. This is on our tellies all the time. It's in 4K. And you've got to turn to your kids and go, I did nothing. And you can't say, because I didn't know. Your only answer is going to be, I didn't care. And I cannot have those words coming out of my mouth.
The Madeleine is the name of the ship. And as Liam says, you can track it online. It's about a third of the way through its journey. And it is a perilous journey. All well on board so far, but perilous times ahead. So I know people will want to keep a close eye on it. Liam, we really appreciate the time. Thanks for chatting to us.
No bother at all. Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.